Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching comes from a recent seminar that Andrew did in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. This classic teaching on spirit, soul, and body is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
The book of Mark, chapter 11. For those of you that haven't been here, I started talking this morning about what I call spirit, soul, and body. The revelation that we're three parts. It's the spirit part of us that got changed. And sometimes people will say those things, but they don't really think about it. Most people only acknowledge the outer person, the physical body, and the soulish person, your personality and emotions. But in Christ, we have become a brand new person. And this is what I've been talking about all day. This afternoon, I really went into some explanation that our spirit was created righteous and holy. As Jesus is, so are we in this world. Our spirit is one with the Lord's Spirit. Everything that is true of Jesus is true of your born-again spirit. It's perfect. You have been perfected forever. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 12 and 15, and Hebrews 10, 10 and 14, and Hebrews 12, 23. We discussed all of these things. And anyway, there's so much more that I can say about all of this. I can talk about this forever. I've been meditating on it for 40 years, and I can say a lot about it. But what I want to do tonight, I had a woman come up, and she says, "I've heard you say this before. I believe it. I understand it. I believe that I have the power of God on the inside of me. And I have been focusing on this, and yet she still has pain. She still has problems." And she says, "I know I've got this power inside of me, but how do I get it out?" And so I want to talk about how do you take these truths that I've been talking about and get it to change your physical world. First of all, let me say that if you just acknowledge these truths that I've spoken about today and believe that it's true and begin to think on it, you are going to begin to see results just nearly automatically, because the Scripture says in Proverbs 23:7 that as you think in your heart, that's the way you will be. And so if you just take these truths and begin to think about that, I have this raising from the dead power on the inside of me, that God now sees me in the Spirit and isn't holding sin against me, it will just automatically begin to start changing your life, and you will change through this. But there are some things that you can do to speed it up and to make what God has put on the inside of you affect your physical body. And I've got a lot of teaching on that. Tonight I want to focus on one thing here out of Mark chapter 11 and use an example of how Jesus used his faith to curse a fig tree and kill that fig tree without ever touching it. He never touched it. He didn't put salt on it. He didn't send somebody to do something. He just spoke to this fig tree and it died. It was a great miracle, and his disciples were shocked to see what had happened, and he told them how he did it. And he gave us instruction on how we can release this power on the inside of us. So we're going to look at this and make an application to us about how we can use this power. Mark chapter 11 and verse 12 says, "And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it." Now this is kind of strange. Jesus went to this fig tree to get some figs, but it says here that it wasn't time for figs yet. But when he didn't find figs on this fig tree, he got, in a sense, angry at this fig tree and cursed it and said, "No man will eat fruit of you hereafter forever." For a long time, I wondered why the Lord was upset with this fig tree if it wasn't time for figs yet. If it wasn't time for it to have figs, well, then why was he upset that it didn't have figs? And I had someone tell me that a fig tree produces figs and leaves about the same time. If it wasn't time for figs, well, then it also wasn't time for fig leaves. So this fig tree was out of order, out of the way that God created it to be. It was professing that it had something that it didn't have. It was a hypocrite. And it was a pervert. Because God is the one, Jesus is the one that created everything. He's the one that told fig trees how to produce. And he's the one that spoke that fig trees are supposed to produce figs at the same time they produce leaves. It wasn't time for leaves, but it wasn't time for figs, but it wasn't time for leaves either. So this fig tree was out of order with what the Creator commanded it to be. And he had every right to curse this fig tree. And he just spoke to it and said, "No man will eat fruit of you ever again." And over in Matthew's account of this same thing, it says that the fig tree died immediately. But here in Mark, this happened as they were going into Jerusalem, and he went into the temple and he cast out the money changers, and then that evening they walked back, and it's assumed that they walked back the same way that they came. It's possible that they didn't. But it was the next morning before the disciples saw that the fig tree had died. And so here it is in Mark chapter 11 and verse 20. It says, "And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots." Now again, Matthew's account said that the fig tree died immediately. Here, it's the next morning, 24 hours later, before that they saw the fig tree was dead. How do you harmonize those two? Well, the truth is that the moment Jesus spoke, the fig tree was dead. But it took about 24 hours for what happened in the roots to become evident above ground. You know, if you cut a flower off from its stem, well, then the moment you cut it, that thing is dead. But it still looks alive for a while. You can put it in water and make it look good for a while. But the moment it was severed, it's dead. And from that time on, it just is, depending on how you treat it, how long it continues to look good. But eventually, it will die and wither away because it's dead. The moment Jesus spoke, the fig tree was dead. But it just took a while for what had happened below the surface to become visible. It's the same thing with us. The moment that God's power is released, instantly you are healed. The healing power of God has come, but it may take a period of time before your body reflects what has taken place in the spiritual realm. There's a great teaching in that. I've got a teaching entitled, "What to Do When Your Prayers Seem Unanswered," from Daniel chapter 9 and chapter 10. That's one of the best things that the Lord ever spoke to me, and it would really help you to understand that everything comes from the spirit realm into the physical realm, and there is sometimes a time delay. There is things that have to happen for that to come through the spirit into the physical. And if you are so carnal, is a word that I was using today, if you are so dominated by what you see and feel that you can't believe anything is happening if you can't see it, well, then you're going to get into unbelief because you haven't seen it in the natural, and the whole time something significant is happening in the spiritual realm. There are things that go on that you can't see or feel. Did you know that right now there's television signals in this room? There's lots of television signals in this room. And if you say there aren't either, why? Because you can't see them. You can't hear them. That doesn't mean that they aren't here. It just means that you aren't real smart. They are here. And all you'd have to do to prove that there's television signals here is to put a television set up here and plug it in and turn it on. And when you turn your television set on is not when the station starts broadcasting. The signals are already here, but you can't hear them because they're just beyond your ability to perceive. They are here, but you can't perceive it. God is also on the inside of you. God is among us tonight. God's power is on the inside of you, but you can't always perceive it. And it takes a period of time for what is happening in your spirit to get out into your physical body. And you can see that. Jesus spoke to this fig tree, The moment he spoke, it was dead. But it took about 24 hours before what he had done to become visible so that people could see it. Same thing's going to happen with you. And then when Peter saw it, he mentioned this, and he said in verse 21, Peter calling to remembrance saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. And we don't have the benefit of hearing the voice of Peter when he said this. But I don't believe Jesus said, Master, the fig tree is withered away. I believe he was shocked at this. He saw it and he was like, Jesus, look what happened with the fig tree. It's like he was surprised. He was shocked. Jesus, do you see what happened to this fig tree? He was amazed. And then Jesus answered, and I don't believe Jesus said, have faith in God. But I believe that Peter was like, I mean, Jesus was saying like, Peter, have faith in God. What's wrong with you? Why don't you believe? What did you expect to happen? I believe that Jesus was shocked that Peter was shocked. He says this is the kind of thing that faith does. Faith can do miracles. Faith can cause things to happen without you physically touching it. You can just speak and instantly things change. You can say, I'm blessed and everything I set my hand unto prospers. And all of a sudden, your life just begins to change. You can say, I don't care what anybody else says, I'm healed. And you can see your entire body change without any medical treatments, without anything in the natural. You can do it supernatural. You can begin to start saying, I don't care. I don't believe this thing about that my hormones have made me depressed. I believe that I can rejoice in the Lord always, and you can begin to speak and you can see miracles happen.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the subject of spirit, soul, and body. This teaching series was recorded at a special Holland GTS in Amsterdam. It's available in a 3-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM231 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
Once again, I'd like to encourage you to take advantage of what we call the Andrew Womack Living Commentary. This is actually my footnotes on over 9,000 verses in the Bible. It's in a Bible program. You get three versions of the Bible with that. You get four Bible dictionaries and commentaries, and mine is one of them. And the reason we call it a living commentary is because as I write footnotes every month, there are updates available. We have a sample of this on our website, so I'd like to direct you to that. You could actually check it out and see, and you could sign up right online. But check out the Andrew Womack Living Commentary. I think it's going to be a tremendous blessing to you.